Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to In the Flow Live Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift for
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me on In the Flow Live, Author Spotlight with Tanisha Bibbs. We're going to be talking with her shortly here. She is a hairstylist and entrepreneur. She is a hair loss practitioner, health and wellness, non-surgical hair replacement, and an expert of cranial prosthesis wigs. And I just want to take the opportunity to introduce her that way because I couldn't see it any more fitting for the new fall 2016 health is wealth issue than to have Tanisha Bibbs join us on In the Flow Live Radio. Miss Bibbs, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm very excited. Thank you for joining me. Now, I know that you are a busy lady, so I just want to thank you first off for taking this time out on such short notice to join me and to talk a little bit about what God is doing in your life, because I see that He is doing a lot, especially in the beauty industry.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So just a little bit of a background. Let us know who you are. You know, a little bit about where you're from and how you got started in the beauty industry.
Okay. Well, my name is Tanisha Bibbs. I am a trichologist. I'm also a hair cosmetologist. I've been in the beauty industry over 25 years. I absolutely love this industry, and I am not leaving it no time soon. But I started off in cosmetology. They'll say, wow, 10? Oh, my God, yes. I started off at the age of 10, and I started braiding hair in the community for the young girls in the community, and I was making like $20 an hour. $20 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, $20 per person, and that was a lot of money for a 10-year-old, you know what I mean? And so I did that for a minute, and then at the age of 12, I got introduced to my mom was introduced to the principal, and the principal, she was an AKA, and she said, I see some great potential in your daughter with hair, and I have a good friend that I think that, you know, your daughter can work in her salon as a shampoo assistant. And that changed the course of my life because as I started working, as a 12 years old, I worked in a beauty salon at Essence VIP in Waukegan, Illinois, under the leadership of Therese Ziegler. And I stayed there, and I also was under the leadership of Janice Griffin, who is one of the baddest short hairstylists in Chicago, Illinois. And I stood there from 12 years old to 17 years old in a salon as a shampoo assistant, and I learned so much. I mean, from relaxers to shampoo to the different types of shampoos to use and all of that. So that's how I pretty much got my start, and I'm here today. I'm still in the beauty industry.
Well, amen. And a special shout out to all of our stylists and beauticians and cosmetology persons in the Chicagoland area. Specifically, shout out to Essence VIP, who is still up and running. I'm not sure if they're under the tutelage of the person that you went under, but they're definitely still doing their thing. So a quick shout out
still,
over there.
I think she is still in.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Now, so a shampoo assistant from the age of 12 to 17, you learned a lot, you saw a lot. Now, let's kind of fast forward to where you are now. Now, you had your own cosmetic line. Let's start there. Let's start how that came about.
So with the cosmetic line, it's called Destiny Cosmetics. Destiny Cosmetics is named after my daughter. Destiny was diagnosed with grandma seizure and also Duce syndrome, which is a rare seizure condition. And when my daughter, you know, before then, you know, the name was Destiny Cosmetics, but when she started experiencing the seizures and things like that, it meant more to me that the name stayed Destiny Cosmetics, because I was going back and forth if I want to change the name or if I want to keep it. Mm-hmm. Is it a global name? But it meant more to me now than anything else because of the fact that my daughter, you know, it just represents her, and I wanted to be able to keep this legacy, you know, with her. So that's where Destiny Cosmetics came about. And, yes, I am the CEO of Destiny Cosmetics. I'm now kind of transitioning into, you know, having people work in Destiny Cosmetics to push the brand. So
I like that, kind of like a sort of what Mary Kay or something does, maybe a mail order. Maybe you can have consultants. That is awesome. Wow. So lately I've been checking you out here on social media, and I am seeing this whole new Tanisha Bibbs that's stepping out on the forefront. I've always known you as a person in the beauty industry to do the cosmetics, as you stated, Destiny Cosmetics, and as a cosmetology person doing hair. But then I saw you actually going out there and creating wigs and things like that for people suffering from hair loss. And so it became a little bit more deeper. And I'm seeing that you're branding that. Tell us a little bit about being a trichologist and a hair loss practitioner.
Well, you know, as a trichologist, basically as a cosmetologist, you learn, you know, some skills in trichology, and then you have to go further and you have to push into learning more of the scalp disorders and scalp diseases. And so as a trichologist, you deal with hair loss such as alopecia areata, traction alopecia. Most people say, okay, I have a condition called alopecia, but what type of alopecia? So I deal more with non-surgical alopecia, such as alopecia, traction alopecia, the first stages of CCCA, which is cicatrixal alopecia, also male and female pattern hair loss. I deal with that. Now, when it comes to surgical procedures like biopsies, and I definitely work with a dermatologist, but my scope, my line of work are more non-surgical alopecia issues. So that's what I deal with. And a lot of times we find out that it's has to do with a lot of psychological issues when it comes to hair loss, because they don't have answers, and you have to find the answers. And so, you know, that's what I do as far as a hair loss practitioner or a trichologist.
Yes, it sounds good. It definitely sounds like something that – now, do you find that a lot of women of color lose their hair as well in later stages of life, or, you know, that may need this restoration?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason why is because we do a lot of things to our hair. We do a lot of hair extensions. We do a lot of updo styles and, you know, those type of styles, and it tugs and it pulls. So most African-American women deal with traction alopecia and androgenetic alopecia. And so that's what I find that they're dealing with now, you know, under study and under learning and under, you know, learning up under dermatologists. more black women are, or ethnic, excuse me, women are dealing with CCCA, which it starts as a circle patch in the crown area, and then it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so a lot of that comes from relaxers or improper use of relaxer. It comes from pulling and tugging, wigs, depending on the wigs. So that's why I went into the specialty of wigs, because of the fact that I wanted people to start getting custom wigs, because when you get a custom wig, it's customized to your hair. It's just not going to the Chinese beauty supply store and just buying a wig cap. It's more to it than that.
And that's what I was going to say. I would think that if you're having like traction issues, that you would not want to put a wig on your head, but you have a specialized way or method of protecting the hair with using a wig, a prosthesis wig.
Well, with traction alopecia, you can wear a wig with traction alopecia. The hair will grow back. The hair naturally grows back, but some people need extra, extra help. Some people need. I talk about when I talk about the health part of it, talk about what are they putting in their bodies, what are they doing. And so we deal with the multivitamins and things like that, because they lack something. But also, while they're under the hair restoration, we talk about, other alternatives, such as wearing a cranial prosthesis wig. And a cranial prosthesis wig is made in different ways. You may have, the top may have silicone or lace or silk, and then the base may be more of a net or, something like that. So you have to, it's all customized. It's not just one wig cap, you know what I mean? When you start dealing with the one wig cap, I would suggest dealing with the mesh wig cap or the stretchy wig cap, because it won't cut off the circulation around the perimeter of the hair.
Wow.
Anytime the hair go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I've seen some of your wigs and they are beautiful. I mean, they look even on the head, it looks like maybe your sew-in or your circle weave or something like that. It does not look like a wig at all.
Yeah, because a custom wig is made, that's what a custom wig is made for. Custom wigs are customized, and that's why you have to do head measurements. It's so important to do a head measurement and a proper head measurement, so that when you measure that when you measure the head, it will, that hair, that custom wig will actually sit on the base of the head like it's their hair. And depending on if you're using silk or, like I said, silicone or even monofilament, it looks as if it's scalp or your like it's hair coming out of your scalp. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, it sits closer to the scalp versus a traditional wig, where the traditional wig, if you go into the store and look at the traditional wig, they're thick. And now they're trying to make them thin as possible. They're trying to make it thin as possible to kind of make them look customized. But anytime you're dealing with factory-made wigs, you have to be really, really careful, because they're made just like that. They're factory-made, So.
Wow. Now, a few more questions about that, and I'm probably going to have you come back on where we can probably have Q&A and have people call in and actually ask you questions about the hair restoration and non-surgical procedures. So even with the non-surgical, is it painful? Is it a laser treatment?
Yes, it is a painless process. So basically, let me just give you a gist of what the process is. So once the client sees me, basically what I do is I get a history of the situations. Did they get a diagnosis before? Did they see a dermatologist? Do they have high blood pressure? Things like that. That's our first step. And then when we find out all of that information, the next step would be, did you get a physical? And if they received a physical, then I make sure, okay, do you have high blood pressure? Are you anemic? Are you vitamin D deficient? Do you you know, all of those. And if they are, then I customize their nutrients as far as, like, I use what's called OPC3. It's called oligomeric proanthocyanidin. And it's a liquid that literally I give them to drink. It deals with the cardiovascular system. And the reason why I give it to them is because of the delivery system. So naturally, okay, when you go to your beautician, they'll say, okay, take a biotin pill or take multivitamins in the pill, right? But what happens is it sits in your system 4 to 6 hours before it actually breaks down into what's called isotonic format. So what we do is we actually break it down already into isotonics format, make it into a formula where you can actually drink it and you can stand it. And then when it goes down in your system, 6 minutes after it hits your system, it actually begins to work. It begins to work.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then we also have the multivitamins. With the multivitamins, if you lack iron, we give you the iron with the multivitamins. Multivitamins are going to boost your energy in turn with the multivitamins, and the OPC3 is going to increase the capillaries in your hair. It's also going to increase the blood circulation so that your hair can grow. And then I use what's called LLT. It's low light laser therapy. It's a cap, comes in like a baseball cap or a regular cap that sits on the hair that actually penetrates the capillaries, and it also gives a better overall health to the hair, and it increases hair growth. So it is a painless situation. It's nothing surgical or anything. And most people like that because they don't have to deal with needles and things like that.
Definitely, definitely. I would say that is the best route to go. Now, how long can you expect to receive results about after how many of those treatments?
Well, literally, we tell our clients, you know, give us 90 days. Anything you do, you should do a 90-day challenge or a hair challenge or a healthy hair challenge, I call it. But you should do a 90-day challenge. I've seen as early as 2-3 weeks people started growing hair back.
Wow.
But, you know, I don't really tell. I can't really go there and say, okay, I'm going to give you 2 weeks because everyone's situation is different.
Everybody's different.
Exactly. And especially with traction alopecia, it's always good for your hair, the overall healthiness of your hair to be great. So when they do come in for traction alopecia, then we make sure that we use the system at least 90 days, and they'll see results in 90. They'll see the results in 90 days. But if you have more of a serious condition, then it may take time. I've had people that come and they've been told for 15 years that they can't grow their hair, and then when they get under the laser and they get under the treatments and they get on the OPC3 and the multivitamins, and also I use what's called L-tyrosine, I tell you, they're like in tears because they're like, I can't believe my hair is growing right now.
Good. And it does something for the health, the self-esteem of a person, of course. You know, as the Bible says, that our hair is the glory for us women. So definitely understood. This is something you don't hear too many people, you know, talk about it. You have your hair restoration commercials, but it's like, really, that's kind of far-fetched sometimes when you see it on TV. It's like, well, I see that, but who do I go to? You know, somebody I can trust that really knows my hair. And so for yourself, if there's somebody, how can one get in contact with you for a consultation?
Well, they can definitely reach me at tbibshair.com or info@tbibshair.com. And just, you know, they can call in for they can send the information in for a consultation, or they can go online and book me for a consultation. I also do virtual consultation as well.
I love that. Virtual consultation. Y'all hear that? Doesn't mean wherever you are, she will be able to assist you and do a consultation with you. Now, real quickly, I am just blown away as well that you have some upcoming books that are coming out. But one that I really want to touch on has along the lines of your beauty and your whole cosmetology background, and it's called Life After Beauty School. And I'm drawn into that because, of course, we have many women, young women, who go to cosmetology school, and it's like, okay, you have that license now. What do you do after the license? So you have a book that's come out. I don't want you to give, you know, too much away on the book, but kind of let our listeners know what it is about in a way where after beauty school, that doesn't have to be it. You don't have to go and work in somebody else's shop. You know, tell us about a little bit about the book, just a snippet.
So, yes, ma'am, that's fine. So Life After Beauty School is a book for, again, beauty professionals, beautypreneurs in the industry. And I wrote this book because I, first of all, it started off as a blog, and I talked about being on your beauty A game. And what is a beauty A game? Meaning that when you're in the salon, there are certain etiquettes in a salon that you must have as a beauty professional. One, hygiene is a must-have in the beauty industry. So I teach you different strategies on and different skills on, okay, if let's say you are in a salon and you got a client at 8 o'clock that's coming in for a consultation, p.m., because it happens. And so you can't run home real quick to feed the children and do all this other stuff. So what that book is talking about is how to have a hygiene pack, what you need in your hygiene pack in case of emergencies like that. And it also talks touch bases on the business side of the beauty, such as social media. How do you advertise your business on social media after beauty school? Because they don't teach you that. They don't teach you in beauty school. They teach you just to get licensed. How do you go and not only social media, but how do you handle your business, such as your tax returns? How do you handle different things like that? Because a lot of times we don't know. They touch on it in beauty school, but they don't emphasize it in beauty school. They're more so emphasizing stay bored in beauty school. So there is life after beauty school, such as how do you cope with your family? How do you cope when you have to be in a salon and you have three children and a husband? What are some of the things that you can do?
Yes.
So I teach those strategies, and I also make some of those into videos as well to teach them, okay, have containers, make the kids a meal, and take it with you. Use this, you know, those type of things. So that's really what the book is actually talking about. It really is. I love the book. I'm so excited about this book here.
Wow. I'm excited about it for you. I think it's so needed.
It also gives a portion of my testimony in cosmetology school, it talks about when you ask me about what, you know, my history, I talk about me, my experience in the salon, and I also talk about my experience as I started beauty school, then I stopped beauty school. I started beauty school, then I stopped beauty school, and what that experience was and what made me push to complete beauty school. And then finding my niche, and how did I find my niche in this industry? And it talks about finding your niche in the industry as well in the book.
This book is going to be good. I'm not even in the beauty industry, and it's like I want to read it. Seriously, it sounds like it's going to be a good read. Well, I am excited for you, Miss Tanisha Bibbs. Go ahead and let everybody know how they can reach you on social media, your handles for Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So on Facebook, if you want to hit me up on Facebook and also Instagram, you can go to Tanisha Bibbs. And also I have a podcast every Friday. It's True Beauty by Tanisha Bibbs on Facebook. We have a like page. You can visit us there. And I take those beauty, everything that's in my book and everything that I've learned in the beauty industry and all of my strategies, and I talk about 3 points to this and that on my Beauty TV network, which you can catch me on YouTube or at True Beauty TV.
Wow, you heard that. True Beauty TV on YouTube. You can also visit her online at tbibbshair.com. Also, send her an email, info@tbibbshair.com. And she will be in the fall 2016 issue, Health is Wealth. We're going to go ahead and put this interview right online as well. And once the print issue is available, you'll be able to cop your copy. And I got you on your copy, Lady Bib, as well. Now, is there anything
Thank
else that
you.
You'd like to add, maybe some encouragement? Someone's out there who is struggling in cosmetology school, as you mentioned, maybe want to drop out, don't know which way to go forward. Any encouragement for that person?
Absolutely. You know, I would say that one thing that kept me going was to focus on something positive in this industry. And I had to focus on what was my main goal. And my main goal was to get my hair license, and my also was to be able to teach other beautypreneurs what I learned in this industry. So I would say focus on something in the industry that motivates you. And when it motivates you, make that your drive and don't give up. And don't give up until you reach your goal. Okay, until you reach your goal, do not give up on it. Continue to push and continue to walk in the authority in the beauty industry. Because one thing is that it can get frustrating, and it can get you can get to a place in this industry that you are weary. But if you focus on that one thing, that's going to take you to the next level and not all the other stuff. If you focus on that one style that you can create to become your niche, if you can focus on that, then that will take you to the level that you need to reach and to the height that you need to reach in this industry, and all the other stuff will follow it. So that's my encouraging word.
That is some awesome. That's some awesome advice as well. Thank you, Lady Bibs, for joining us. Miss Tanisha Bibs, go ahead again. Look her up at tbibshair.com. Check her out on True Beauty TV on YouTube as well for her weekly show, Prime Time. Is it what time is, do you view again on YouTube?
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Sorry,
yes, we have a new video.
5 o'clock.
We have a new video every Thursday on YouTube. Every Thursday and every Friday, our podcast is at 5 p.m. and you can see that on the website. You'll be able to see that on the website.
That's awesome. So if you guys have any questions, you want to check out Tanisha Bibs with regards to her being a cosmetologist, a trichologist, and a hair loss practitioner, this woman of God is definitely who you need to go and see. You can do a virtual consultation. She does not have to be in the city that you are in, and I would suggest that you do that very soon. I look forward to your book, Lady Bibs. Thank you so much for joining me here on In the Flow Live.
Thanks.